Mr. Mubarak was not denied or refused entry to Israel. He came without a visa to the border. He was asked to wait till the matter would be checked. I was in the middle of a conversation with Israel about his case, and when I was notified that he decided to turn his back and go back to the hotel in Jordan. Therefore, you know, it's just not true. He was not refused. If you will come to Israel without a visa, it will be the very same thing.
So you say he didn't come with a visa. He had told us that he had been given clearance from the Israeli embassy to carry out the assignment.
If this is what he said, it's a complete lie. That's it.
Have you been in touch with him?
No. He never contacted me. He never asked me to give him a visa. I never had to consider to give him or not to give him a visa. He came to Israel, came without without a visa. Instead of being sent back, he was asked to wait so they can check up the whole thing. I got a phone call. I was in the middle of a phone call from Israel when he decided to turn his back and go back to the hotel in Jordan. So he was not denied a visa. He was not denied an entry. He was not refused. There is no refusal in his passport. Because, you know, whenever we refuse entry to someone, you put a refusal stamp in his passport. He does not have it.
Ambassador Mimel, you're saying that no permit was given to him because he says that Israeli authorities had issued a permit for him to enter the OPT through the Allenby border crossing. But when he arrived at the Jordanian border, Israeli authorities did not allow him to cross.
Excuse me, lady. Excuse me. You say something that is unacceptable for me. If you want to talk to me, you use the terminology that I use. If you want to use the terminology of Raf Mubarak, speak with somebody else, okay? There is no OPT, there is no Palestine, there was never Palestine. It's Israel. He wants to turn to enter Israel, to the Palestinian autonomy. He could do it. He could do it the right way. He decided not to do it the right way. It's his problem.
All right.
Okay? I expect you to at least to respect me. If you talk with me, you respect me.
Ambassador, I was apologies. I was quoting what he said, but from what you're telling me, it's offensive, so I wouldn't repeat those. But have you interacted with him ever since he made those remarks?
He never contacted me. He never asked me for a visa. He was never refused at the embassy for a visa. I don't have any instruction to refuse him or people like him a visa. Our instructions are completely different. If he would come, I would check his background, everything that is needed to know if he's coming to Israel or not coming, he's coming to stay, not coming to stay, and that's it. But there is no instruction whatsoever to me not to give visas to people like him.
Now, Ambassador, he says that he's being treated this way because of his campaign against the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Does it have any relation with that?
But as I said, he never asked for a visa, so he did not get any treatment, nothing. It's bullshit. It's propaganda. He is a propaganda machine of the Palestinians, and that's it.
Ambassador, I'd plead with you that you be measured in your language as well. So going forward, how is this going to be handled?
No, I'm saying what he is. He is doing everything what the Palestinians are asking him to do. He's a propaganda machine. That's it. He's nothing but that. We don't treat him seriously because he is not a serious person.